弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
感谢主，我们能够再一次能够一起在主面前寻求主的心意。
Thanks a lot that we can be together to seek God's will。
好，我们先有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer。
主，我们再次求告你那有功效的宝血遮盖我们。
Lord, we ask your precious blood and workable blood to cover us again.
让讲的、翻译的、听的，都在你宝血的遮盖底下。
So that the one who speak, translate, and listen are all under your precious blood.
我们求你借着圣灵向我们的心说话。
And we ask you to speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
无论讲的、听的、翻译的，我们都需要你直接向我们的心说话。
We all need your direct word.
求主向你的教会说话。
And please speak to your church.
谢谢你。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们看几处的圣经。
And let's read a few scriptures.
先我们看哥林多前书第一章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节，神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God who has called you unto fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful.
这好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣一同得分，也可以说是好进入与他儿子，与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督的交通。
And the verse says, "Who has called you into fellowship with his son?" Which also means to have a communication with his son.
我们再看约翰一书。
And let's read First John.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
一到七节。
Verse 1-7.
论到从起初原有的生命之道。就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
这个相交就是交通那个字。
And this fellowship means communication.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
We write this to make our joy complete.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all.
我们若说是与主，我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话的，不行真理了。
If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with him one another, and the blood of Jesus his son purifies us from all sin.
再请看约翰福音十四章。
And let's turn to book of John chapter 14.
第十到十二节。
Verse 10 to 12.
我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
Don't you believe that I'm in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work.
你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面， 即或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves.
我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father.
再看十六到十八节。
And let's read the verse 16 to 18.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever.
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
The spiritual truth, the world cannot accept him, because it neither see him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be with you.
我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
On that day, you will realize that I am in Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever.
好，再看罗马书第十一章。
Book of Romans, chapter 21.
三十三到三十六。
Verse 33.
深哉，神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。三十三节，十一章。
Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgment and his path beyond tracing out.
谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
Who has known the mind of the Lord or has been his counselor?
谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
Who has ever given to God that God should repay him?
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远，阿们。
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
我们圣经就读这么多。
That's the scriptures we want to read today.
我们一直在跟弟兄姊妹交通的一件事情，就是我们是可以进入天父跟神儿子之间的交通。
We continuously having this fellowship sharing with brothers and sisters that we are able to enter into the glory of the Son and the Father.
凡是进入真实进入这个交通的，你的灵里面就非常的饱满，而且非常的就是有神的同在。
Whoever that truly enter into this fellowship, you will have an abundant and a fulfilled spirit.
所以如果能够真正进入这个交通的，常常有喜乐，常常有平安。
So if you truly enter into this fellowship, you will have joy and peace all the time.
是一个非常享受的生活。
This is an enjoyable life.
如果今天我们说我们信主，但是我们今天却不能够很实在的享受或者经历到神的同在。
Today we said that we are believers, but we cannot experience those joy and peace.
我们要问一个问题。
Then we should ask ourselves.
在圣经里面所说新天新地，或者主说他为我们预备住处在父神那里，你羡慕不羡慕？
The question is, the Bible told us about the new heaven and the new world. Are you admiring those life?
你想不想去？
Do you want to go?
你觉得在这个地上比较好，还是跟主在一起比较好？
Do you feel that it's better on this earth or better in the heaven with the Lord?
有经历的人告诉我们说，他如果现在能够到父神那里去，到主那里去，好的无比。
The one who has experience would tell us that if they could go to the heaven with the Lord right now, is the best choice for them.
但是对我们这个经历和认识不够的人，
But for us who has limited knowledge and experience,
我们就觉得我还是宁愿留在地上,
we feel that we prefer to stay on the earth.
这是很明显的差别的。
This is an obvious difference.
所以当我们要离开这个世界的时候, 你是欢欢喜喜的去呢, 还是很忧愁, 为什么不再多待一点时间?
So when we are leaving this world, are we leaving joyfully or we are leaving sadly, thinking that we should stay on the earth more?
到底是我们的主，我们的神比较吸引我们呢？ 还是在这地上肉眼看得见，摸得到的东西吸引我们？
Is the Lord our God who we cannot see attract us more than the one that we can see on this earth?
所以这个交通是有结果的。
So there is a result from this fellowship.
使我们这一个人从里面到外面产生革命性的、全新的变化。
That we have a, this revolutionary change in ourselves.
所以如果我们信主又没有办法进入这个交通，或没有进入这个交通，这是非常可惜的。
So if we believe in the Lord, but we were not in this fellowship, this is a pity for us.
但是这是主赐给我们的，因为他住在我们里面。
But this is what God gave us because He dwelt in us.
但是进入天父与神儿子的交通，不是光叫我们享受。
But entering into this fellowship with the Father and the Lord and the Son is not just for us to enjoy.
不只是叫我们有盼望。
Not just giving us hope.
因为进入这个交通，所以我们知道神在我们身上，在我们里面有很真实的工作。
Because we enter into this fellowship, we realize the work that God is doing on us.
所以当我们明白了这个真实的工作，我们就可以接受神对我们的差派。
So when we truly understand the work from the Lord, then we can accept His calling to us.
所以神差派我们，当然可以借弟兄姊妹来提醒我们，但事实上要神直接差派我们。
When God sent us to do something, He could send us through other brothers and sisters, but He still gave us the direct directions.
如果我们里面都没有受任何神的工作， 但是大家都鼓励我们这样做那样做那样做，我们会很迷惘。
We could be in a lost if we don't have any Holy Spirit direction in us, but all the people around us is telling us to do something.
我们当然有弟兄姊妹帮助我们，非常好。
It's a good thing that brothers and sisters can help us.
但是这个帮助是叫我们跟神的关系进入第一手的活的关系。
But this help is only calling us to have the direct connection with God.
这才有资格为神做见证。
Then you are qualified to testify for the Lord.
如果我都没有经历过神在我身上的工作，
If I had never experienced any work from Lord,
我所做的见证是假见证。
Then my testimony is false.
对人没有益处。
It's not benefiting to others.
神也不要。
And not wanted by the Lord.
因为我没有那个真实的那一面。
Because I have no actual experience.
所以跟主交通会产生一个结果，就是神会差派我们，我们就是一个受差遣的人。
So the result from fellowship is that God will send us message and we are His utensil to be used.
所以受差遣的对象是每一位。
So being sent are you, everyone.
所以交通的 跟神有交通机会，也是每一个信主的人都有这个机会。
And with Lord having fellowship is for every one of us.
那当然受差遣，就是每一个跟着有透彻交通的人，他知道神有没有差遣他。
And of course, the one who has a complete fellowship with the Lord will know whether Lord is sending him.
上一次我们曾经借着约翰福音来交通到就是神差他的儿子。 降临到世界上的目的。Last
time we have a fellowship regarding to the purpose of Lord sending His Son to the earth.
第一个就是要叫信他的人得永生的生命。First
thing is to for the believers to have eternal life.
神创造我们不是要我们留在死亡里。God
created us not to leave us in the death.
所以他要叫我们得生命。So
He wants us to obtain life.
所以今天我们这被罪捆绑的人， 需要从罪里面被拯救出来的生命。
Today we are people bounded by sins, and we have to be saved by sin.
另外呢，就是这个主的来到地上，是要把从天上来的见证出来。
And the other reason that the Lord come to the earth is to testify as a testimony for the heaven.
因为他的源头在神那里，在天上。
Because his origin is from the God in the heaven.
他要见证出来。
He has to testify.
而且让人知道说，从天上来的是在万有之上，而不是在万有之下。
And also let people know that from God is above everything.
所以为什么主讲了很多的话，他做的事情，人不能一下子明白。
So that's why Lord has spoken a lot of words, but people cannot understand right away.
因为是完全超越你人看能摸能想的层次。
Because it supersedes the level that human being can understand or touch and think.
所以这是超越性的。
So this is super to us.
所以他来，他也是把我们带到那个与这个超越性的天父能够联合在一起，连接在一起的实际。
So he come to make us connected to the heavenly Father again.
第三个就是他要将神世上的子民都招聚归一。
Third, he is gathering his people, his scattered people.
因为神的旨意就是要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Because God's will is to gather everything under Christ as one.
所以今天我们在这里擘饼。
So today we have Lord's table.
这个饼不但见证耶稣基督他为我们死，为我们复活。
The bread not just testify that the Lord has died for us and resurrected for us.
他不但见证这件事情已经成就了。
He did not only testify that this is done.
他同时见证一件事情，我们就在这个饼里面。
At the same time, he testified that we are in it as well.
所以这是一个饼。
So this is one bread.
但这个饼呢，并不代表，并不是只代表我们这少数的几位弟兄姊妹。
But this bread doesn't just represent brothers and sisters sitting here.
所以他的这个饼呢，是代表所有蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹。
This bread represents all the brothers and sisters who are saved.
我们都在基督里面同归于一。
We are unified as one in under Christ.
所以如果我们把这个饼把它缩小，譬如说我们说你要在这里要有会员证，你才能够拨这个饼，就把这个饼缩小。
If we say that you have to be a member in this church in order to take this bread, then we are shrinking the meaning of this bread.
或者我们把主缩小了，我们这个教会呢，除了主以外，还有另外一个好像代替主的，把主缩小了，那就饼缩小了。
If we have something else to represent Jesus, the Lord, besides the Lord himself, then we are shrinking the Lord.
神是要使天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一。
God wants everything in the heaven and on the earth to be united under Christ.
主是借着我们这个先认识、先经历的人来做见证。
And Lord use us who are first to experience this unification as a testimony.
另外一方面，神差他的儿子的降世是要叫我们认识那独一的真神，并他所差来的耶稣基督。
And on the other hand, Lord wants us to recognize the begotten Son being sent from the Lord, from God.
主自己说，主也借着圣经说，就是要认识神，必须要从认识耶稣基督进入。
Lord himself says, and also in the scripture says, that if you want to know the God, you have to know me first.
我们如果不认识耶稣基督，我们对于神可以说几乎认识的很少很少。
If we don't know Christ, Jesus Christ, then we would not know God.
因为神本性的一切的丰富都有形有体的藏在基督里面。
Because all the abundance in God has been revealed through Jesus Christ.
另外一件事情，主到地上来拯救我们，他也要什么？他说，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
Lord came to the earth the way that he sent us to out to the other people.
所以蒙恩的人与主有交通的人，他怎么样，他被差遣的那个模型是什么？
So what is the model of the one who received grace?
那个模式就是主自己。
The model is Christ himself.
所以如果我们不是进入这个交通，我们就很难明白。
So if we don't have such a fellowship, then we cannot understand.
我们只能看见工作，我们没有办法看见神。
We can only see work itself, but we cannot see God.
但是主说什么？你怎样差遣我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
But what did the Lord said? Jesus said, "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world."
所以你这就看到，进入天父与神儿子的交通是何等的宝贵，何等的重要。
So you can see how important and precious to be in the fellowship with the Father and Son.
如果没有进入，恐怕我们在受差遣这件事情，我们是很没有把握的。
If we do not have such a fellowship, when we are being sent, we don't have any assurance.
好，那我们就是前面讲的，就是啊，神差他儿子降世的目的。
So we just concluded about the purpose of God sending His Son.
好，这个是以约翰福音的范围来看的。
This is where we can see from the book of John.
那再从约翰福音来看，受差遣的人，受差遣者，他的特性是什么？
And the characteristics for the people who got sent.
第一个。
First.
神所差来的，就说神的话。
The one who are sent by God will speak the word of God.
神差来的人，他要说的话不是他自己的话。
When God sent a person, the person do not speak of his own, but the God.
那他怎么有把握说神的话呢？
So how can he be assured to speak of God's word?
因为神是圣灵给他，是没有限量的。
Because God sent the Holy Spirit who is unlimited to him.
这个关键就是这个被差的人，他是不是受圣灵充满，是被那个无限量的圣灵所充满。
The key is whether this person being sent was filled of this Holy Spirit.
你们记不记得这个马太福音第十章有这么段话？
Do you remember in the book of Mark, chapter 10?
马太福音第十章，主差门徒出去传福音。
Book of Matthew, chapter 10, when Jesus sent his disciples out to spread the gospel.
好，这第二十节。
Verse 20.
因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们父的灵在你们里头说的。
For it will not be your speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you.
所以主差门徒出去传福音，出去做见证。
So when Lord sent his disciples out to spread the gospel and to testify for him.
同时，父的灵在这个被传，就是被差出去的人里面。
At the same time, the Spirit of the Father is in them.
所以他遇到任何人，他任何环境，当他说话的时候。
So no matter what person or what environment they get into,
只要这个受差遣的人跟神跟天父的关系是正常的。
As long as this person being sent has a normal relationship with the Father,
他就能够让父在他里面把话给他。
Then he is available for the Father to speak through him.
所以他说，你们不要忧虑怎么说话。
So he said, don't be worried about what to say.
也不要忧虑说什么话。
And not to worry about what to say.
因为怎么样？因为神父的灵在你里面要给你话。
Because the Spirit of your Father is speaking through you.
这个话我在初蒙恩得救的时候，我觉得太宝贵了。
I feel such precious for this word.
因为我在没有得救的时候，常常说话很容易得罪人。
Because before I was saved, I always speak of words that offend people.
也可能说的话呢，有的时候觉得不错，但有的时候呢，叫人受伤害。
Sometimes I feel good about the words I spoke, but actually hurt others.
叫人得不到益处。
It's not benefiting others.
并没有真正叫人知道他人生的目的是什么。
It did not help other people's life.
那我也遇见过一个年长的弟兄。
I also met an elder brother.
这个弟兄呢，是常常在讲台里面说话，常在讲台上说话。
He speak on the stage all the time.
他说有一段时间呢。
He said there was this period of time.
神常常提醒他。
That God always reminded him.
你知不知道你说的是什么
？Do you know what you are talking?
你说的有什么内容
？What is the content?
你说的是神要说的吗
？Are you speaking of the word from the Lord?
这实在很提醒我们。
So this is reminding us too.
但是很感谢主，当这个人受差，如果他圣灵，他被圣灵大大的充满。
So thanks the Lord when a person is sent and full of Holy Spirit.
他在需要为主做见证的时候，他就有见证的话出现。
When he needs to testify for the Lord, he has the word of testimony.
他在别人需要得安慰的时候，他就有安慰的话出现。
When someone needs comfort, he has this word of comfort.
他在别人在一个很为难的状况的时候，神的话一来，那个人就亮了。
When someone has an hardship, the God's word comes through him, and the person gets enlightened.
我最近在一两礼拜以前去看望了一个老姊妹。
About a week or two ago, I visited an elder sister.
那一天就是，我就问说主啊，今天要去看谁？
I was asking Lord, who should I visit today?
我也不知道要看谁。
I don't know who I should be visiting.
但我就跟主祷告了。
And I prayed to the Lord.
祷告了之后，主就把一个名字放在我的心里面。
After praying, Lord gave me this name.
但是我也不知道去看他要干什么。
But I didn't know why I should visit her.
我也不知道去看他要说什么。
And I don't know what should I speak to her about.
但是就是觉得主就是要我去看他。
But I feel that Lord urged me to visit her.
那我就一直拖啊拖啊拖到傍晚了，我里面实在觉得这个，就说这个负担还在我里面。
I delayed the urge until the late evening, and I still feel the burden in me.
我最后我就打电话说，我说某某姊妹，我今天去看看你们方便不方便。
And then finally, I called the sister and said, "Can I come visit you today?"
没有想到，哇，他们很欢迎啊。
And she was welcoming me.
我以为因为我这个是很唐突，我突然要去，我就打完电话，过没多久就要去了。
And I feel like this is very surprising that when I called, then I will just visit her in a few minutes.
去到那里。
When I get there.
我跟她谈谈谈。
I spoke to her.
我才发现。
Then I realized.
她马上要走了。
She has to leave.
我都没有印象他要走，因为没有任何消息说这他要走。
I have no news that she is leaving us.
但是那一天呢，经过了大约两个小时，谈完之后呢，这姊妹说我不回去了。
But after 2 hours of talking to her, then she said I'm not leaving anymore.
我没有帮她做任何决定。
I did not make any decision for her.
是神在她里面做的决定。
Is Lord making the decision in her?
而他这个，他做了这个决定之后，他心里觉得很放心。
After she made this decision, she felt relief.
他们全家都觉得啊，他现在石头放下了。
And the whole family were relieved.
所以这是要学习的。
This is a lesson we have to learn.
这个不是遇到困难才学习。
This is not a lesson we learn when we have difficulties.
这是在我们平常你有机会在面对任何事情的时候，就在主面前寻求。
This is our daily life experience that we should learn.
我记得这个尼托森他是学得很，怎么讲，他是用很细的事情去学习。
I remember reading Watchman Lee's, Brother Watchman Lee's books, that he learned his lessons from very little tiny thing.
他早期的时候说，他出门要往哪里走，走什么方向，他都在怎么祷告，求主圣灵带领他。
In the early age, when he left his home door, he would pray and ask Lord to give him the direction.
当然，你是不是这样学习，这个是你要跟主自己决定。
But are you using the same way to take the lesson? It's something between you and the Lord.
但就是因为有弟兄他愿意从很小的事情，很不起眼的事情就开始寻求圣灵的带领。
But there is a brother, there is brothers willing to learn from tiny little thing.
所以他就有可能在经历圣灵方面就比较深刻，比较丰富，也比较广泛。
Then he has this broadened experience and more abundant experience fellowshipping with Lord.
好，那受差遣的人还有什么特性呢？
And what is the other characteristics for the one who is being sent?
遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
They will obey the one who sent them and completes the work from the sender.
所以这是主耶稣自己讲。
This is from the Lord.
主耶稣到地上就是要行神的旨意。
That God, that Jesus came to the earth to work the Lord's will.
他不但是行神的旨意，他说我的食物就是遵行那差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
He not only says that he has to work his work, but he even said that his food is the work of the one who sent him.
所以好像告诉我们说，遵行神的旨意，好像就是我们生命的供应。
So it's like telling us that to fulfill the will of the God is their food, is our food.
而且怎么样？是生命的滋润。
And it's nourishing to our life.
如果神在我们里面很清楚告诉我们要往东往西，但是我们却拒绝。
If God clearly told us to go to the east or the west, but we reject,
我相信你的心不会很安息的。
I believe you will not have rest in your heart.
不会很有力量的。
You will not have energy.
不会觉得你跟神的关系好得无比的。
You will not feel a good relationship with God.
如果神的旨意明明很清楚，我又在跟神的旨意对抗。
If you truly have this clear instructions from the Lord, but you still want to go against Him,
要开口赞美主，非常非常的困难。
Then you cannot open your mouth to praise the Lord.
因为我们不相信神在我们里面的带领。
Because you do not believe the leading guidance in you.
赞美不是一个好像一个虚幻的东西。
Praising is not an imagined thing.
赞美是在神宝座前的。
Praising is in front of God's throne.
赞美是超过相信的。
Praising is above the belief.
所以赞美是在信心上面。
So praising is above your belief.
所以如果你遵循了神的旨意，你就很容易赞美神。
If you follow God's will, then you are easy to praise the Lord.
而且你遵循了神的旨意，生命就容易成长。
If you follow God's will, then your life will grow.
因为食物是叫我们成长的。
Because food is to make us grow.
叫我们强壮的。
To make us strong.
叫我们能成熟的。
To make us mature.
当然，像我们是指的现在，像你从身体上看，但是神的旨意是把我们带到成长成熟的。
Of course, we are talking about physically when we talk about food, but actually, from the point of view of God, He's making us grow to mature to reach His will.
不止如此，带我们进入荣耀。
Not just this, he also lead us into the eternal.
所以能够显出荣美出来。
So that glory can be magnified.
好，第三个方面。
And the third point.
这个遵行受神差遣的特性就是不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
And the third point is not to ask for your own decision, but ask for the decision from the one who sent you.
那什么是自己的意思？
So what is your own will?
不需要神在我们心里运行的，那就可能出于自己。
The thing that you don't need God to work through you, that could be your own judgment.
或者是看不见神的美善的。
Or you don't see the beauty of God.
另外或者说是去模糊或者是远离神旨意的。
Or distant from God's will.
我不晓得你们在经历神的时候，神在你身上带领的时候，你有没有会用很多理由去抵抗神的带领。
Do you have any experience when God has a will on you and you want to do anything to go against it?
当圣灵在我们里面很清楚地带领我们的时候，
When we have a clear guidance from the Holy Spirit in us,
我们就用我们的思想或者用别人的意见一直用理由一压压压压压压到最后，那个带领呢就不见了。
And then we suppress the Holy Spirit's guidance through our own will and other people's command.
所以自己的意思其实你自己知道。
So your own will is something you will know.
但是神那个差我们来的神的意思我们也会知道。
But we also understand the God's will.
为什么呢？在腓立比书第一章第六节说，那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
And why? Because it says in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it out to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
神因为住在我们里面，主住在我们，他不是住在那安静躺着睡觉。
Because God lives in us, but He did not live in us and sleep in us.
他要在我们里面运行。
He is working in us.
他要把神的美善启示我们。
He wants to reveal the good of God in us.
因为他在那运行，所以他会告诉我们说，这件事情你应该这样走。
Because he is working in us, he will guide us to tell us that what we should do about.
因为他在里面运行，所以如果我们走了另外一条路，不是他要的，他就会禁止我们。
Because he is working in us, if we are walking in the wrong direction, he is going to stop us.
所以你需要让神在里面运行。
So you have to let God to work in you.
他在里面动的善工，就是他做起头的。
And it says here that he has the good work because he started it.
所以你知道这个起头不是出于我自己。
So you know that this origin did not come from you.
我们不会没有意识的。
We do not lose our own will.
我们就是没有自己的意识，也有别人的意识成为我们的意识。
Even if we don't have a good will of ourselves, we will take someone else's will.
但是他在我们心里动的善功，就是他做起头那个是吧？神的意识给我们。
But he started the good work in us.
而且怎么样？如果我们愿意顺服的话，他就会让他能够完全，能够完成。
And if we are willing to obey, he can complete the good work.
而且成全到主的再来。
And can complete until the day of Christ Jesus come.
还有一节就是腓立比书第二章十三节。
And the second verse is from Book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
For this is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
这里讲到立志就是做一个决定。
Here it talk about making a decision.
我怎么做决定？
And how do we make a decision?
我在没有信主的时候，我想到什么可以做一个决定。
Before I'm a believer, whatever I think of, I can decide it.
我喜欢读书，我读到什么可以做个决定。
I like to read, and whatever I like to read, I just read.
我可以跟别人讨论，然后讨论的结果做个决定。
I can have a discussion with other people, and through the discussion, I make my own decision.
但是这里有一个决定是神在人心里面运行，这个运行产生一个决定出来。
But here is a decision from the work of God in you.
这是需要经历的。
And this is something you have to experience.
这是可以经历的。
This is something you can experience.
神在我们心里运行。
God work in us.
不是我喜欢做这件事。
Not because I like to do it.
就好像我去看那个姊妹，我也没有事先想好，我就是高兴看她。
I just like the experience that I visited that sister. I did not make that decision myself.
我根本就没有在想她。
I wasn't even thinking about her at all.
我只是问主说。你今天要不要我去看一个人？看谁
？I only asked the Lord, "Do you want me to visit someone, and who should I visit?"
那神就把那一个人就放在我的心里面。
And God gave me her name.
他在运行，在运行。
He is in working in me.
运行到最后，我做个决定说去。
Working in me to a point that I decide to go.
所以这不是人的建议。
So this is not a man's testimony.
这不是看人的情面。
This is not from a man's relationship.
这不是人的讨论。
And this is not from a man's discussion.
这是遇见神。
This is meeting God.
你要知道神在里面做工。
You know that God is working in you.
所以先有立志，然后才有行事。
So you have to first have this will and then act.
但这个背后是什么？神在心里运行。
But what is behind it is God working in you.
这是非常宝贵的事情。
This is a precious thing.
而且怎么样？他说这个做这件事情的结果什么？是要成就。他的美意不是我的意思。
And what is the purpose of this work is to fulfill his good purpose.
不是说我先设定一个目标。
It's not me setting a goal.
然后我说神啊，你来做吧，成就这件事情。
And then I tell God, God let you work to reach this goal.
不是。
That's not the way.
我甚至还不知道神要成就的东西是到底怎么回事。
I don't even know what is the goal.
但神只是用一个可以愿意顺服的人去跟着他走。
But God used someone who is obedient in him so that he can work.
我是后来才明白，哦，原来是成就这个事情。
I only understand the purpose afterward.
但是神在我们里面运行，这是真实的。
But God working in us is real.
所以被神差派的人是不求自己的意思，只求那差他来者的意思。
So the one who was being sent do not seek his own will, but God's will.
所以这是里面的真正的经历。
And this is a real experience.
好，在下面呢，这个被差的人呢，是要为真理做见证。
And the one who is being sent has to testify for the truth.
讲到真理，我们都觉得很困难。
Speaking of truth is hard.
但是圣经告诉我们，你怎么明白真理呢？
But the Bible told us how to understand the truth.
真理的实际是什么呢？
What is the realities for the truth?
创造宇宙万物的神，他就是真理。
The one who created the world is truth.
虽然你不会解释他，他就是真理，所以他叫真理的神。
Even though you cannot explain word in words, but he is the truth.
主耶稣也说，我就是真，就是道路、真理和生命。
And Lord Jesus even said that I'm the truth, the way, and the light.
那个主耶稣讲他自己是真理，前面有一个 the， 有个 the。
When Lord Jesus said that I am the truth, there is this word the.
我就是那真理，或者我就是唯一的真理。
This the refers to the only truth.
真理的神具体化变成耶稣基督的实际，耶稣基督。所以你对耶稣基督有认识，对真理的认识就越加的清楚。
When you understand Jesus Christ, then you understand the truth.
那圣灵，圣灵又被称为真理的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit referred to the Holy Spirit of truth.
而且呢，圣灵要不但要称为真理的圣灵，他要带领我们进入一切的真理。
And the Holy Spirit will bring us into all truth.
所以你不会解释没关系。
So even if you can't explain in words,
还不太明白没关系。
Or are not totally understanding,
神已经预备了所有一切。
God has already prepared all.
神知道怎么把我们带到那个实际里面去。
God already know how to bring us into the truth.
因为他把真理的圣灵赐给我们。
Because he gave us the Holy Spirit of truth.
那主也不是叫我们一天到晚就神经兮兮的，哎呀，这圣灵怎么样怎么样。
God doesn't want us to be always imagining what the truth is about.
我们是需要里面有感，有感觉能知道。
We have to have this feeling in ourselves.
同时主也说，我的话，神的话就是真理。
And at the same time, God said, "My word is the truth."
所以当我们在读圣经的时候，主的话，我们是选择性的接受的时候，我们跟真理就有距离。
So when we are reading Bible and we selectively accepting some of the passages, then we have this distance with the truth.
所以神的话我们需要无条件的接受。
So God's word we have to accept it totally.
让主借着圣灵把我们带进到一切的实际。
So the Holy Spirit can bring us into truth.
那真理到底有什么重要？
And what is the importance of this truth?
我不高兴真理，我就不喜欢。
When I'm not happy about the truth, I don't like to accept it.
但神的话告诉我们，真理有什么重要？
But God told us what is the importance of it.
第一个。
First.
神要按真理来审判人。
God is going to judge us, judge people.
这是在罗马书，罗马书第二章第二节。
This is in the book of Romans chapter 2.
神要按着真理来审判我们。
God is going to judge men through the truth, by the truth.
好。第二个
Second,
真理呢，他说光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义和真理。
The fruit of the light is all the kind, righteous and truth.
所以如果我们是真的活在光明中，
So if we are living under light,
那在神的同在里面，
In the presence of God,
这是一个生命的活动。
This is a work of life.
这个生命会产生结果子的。
This life creates a fruit.
会结出那个真理出来。
And it will bear fruit of the truth.
啊，那真理在神看来有什么重要？
And what's the other point of the importance of judgment?
在提摩太前书第二章第十节。
In the first Timothy.
神愿意万人得救，并且来明白真理。
God wants everyone to understand. God wants everyone to be saved and understand the truth.
我们常常听到传福音的人说，神愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
We always heard people spreading the gospel saying that God wants everyone to be saved and not one lost.
这是把两处的圣经把它并在一起。
This is a combination of two verses.
因为事实上，在提摩太前书第二章第四节呢，是神愿意万人得救，并且来明白真理。
Because in this first Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 it says God wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
所以人信耶稣，人得救， 只是开始，不是结束。
So, when men believe in the Lord and be saved, this is only the beginning.
他一生还有他在世的这个时间，来逐渐的明白，来进入真理的时机。
His life on the earth has to continue to come to the knowledge of the truth.
但他必须要常常来到主的面前。
But he has to come before the Lord all the time. 因为
神要把真理坐在我们的身上。
So that God's work can work in us.
真理有什么重要？
And what is the importance of truth?
在提摩太前书三章十五节。
In the 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Church is the foundation of the truth.
所以教会是为真理做见证的。
So church is testifying for the truth.
没有信主人怎么能知道真理？
And how does people who are unbelievers know the truth?
当教会能够站在真理的实际，显出那个见证的实际，不用解释，有人就知道了。
When church can stand on the foundation of the truth and reveal the truth, then even without explanation, people can understand.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
So we have to seek help from the Lord.
所以教会生活不是来坐坐、吃吃、喝喝、再见，不是这个。
The life in church is not just come, sit, eat, and chat.
教会是真理的柱石和根基，要为真理做见证。
Church is the pillar and foundation of the truth, is to testify for the truth.
所以教会如果偏离了真理，就是得罪了主。
So if church deviates from the truth, then church offended God.
真理有什么重要？
And what is the importance of truth?
在希伯来书第十章二十六节。
In the book of Hebrew,
当我们承受了并且明白了真理以后，如果故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就没有了。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 4, chapter 10,
26.
Verse 26. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left.
神不但叫我们明白真理，而且为真理做见证。
God not only letting us understand the truth, but also testify for the truth.
做见证的人应不应该故意犯罪？
The one who testifying for the truth, should they sin?
我们只有在不明白的时候才会去抵触。
Only when we don't understand the truth, then we sin.
但是如果你真的承受了，你真的明白了，你就不应该故意去犯罪。
But if we truly receive and understand the truth, then we cannot keep on sinning.
如果真的明白了，又故意去犯罪，赎罪的记忆就没有了。
If we received and understand, but we still deliberately keep on sinning, then that sacrifice for sin is not there anymore.
这好像把神儿子被钉十字架，践踏在脚下一样。
So it's like crucifying the Son of God and then stumble on him again.
这是严重的事。
This is a serious matter.
真理到底有什么重要呢？
And what is the importance of truth?
在雅各书第一章十八节。
In the book of James. Chapter 1.
神按自己的旨意，用真理的话生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中成为出熟的果子。
Verse 18. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruit of all he created.
中文翻译是 真道，对不对？
In Chinese translation, it says the truth.
原文是真理的话。
And the original text is word of truth.
神借着真理的话使我们得生命。
Through the word of truth, God allow us to have life.
在主里成长。
So that we can grow in the Lord.
不但成长，能够在他所造的万物中成为出熟的果子，第一批成熟的。
Not just growing, we might also become the kind of first fruit of all he created.
哎呀，这多有福气啊。
What a blessing this is.
第一批成熟的就是承受神祝福的。
The first fruit is the one receiving all the blessings.
被神特别喜悦的。
Pleased from the Lord.
而且甚至能得冠冕，能够与主同坐宝座的。
And can be throned and sit together with the Lord.
所以主要借着真理使我们成为出熟的果子。
So through the word of truth, God wants us to be the first fruit.
所以我们应该盼望主借着圣灵把我们多多的带进所有的真理。
We should keep on asking for Lord to guide us into all this truth.
不要用人的思想去抵挡他。
Do not use our own soul and mind to stop him.
不要用人的意见去干扰他。
Do not interrupt his will.
我们不但需要个人学圣灵的功课，我们同时需要团体来一起学圣灵的功课。
Not just individually that we have to learn, we have to also learn collectively.
这是神给我们的恩典。
This is the grace from Lord.
希望我们能得到。
May we all receive it.
另外，真理到底有什么重要呢？
And another point of the importance of truth.
约翰一书第二章二十一节。
First John chapter 2, verse 21.
他说没有虚谎是从真理中出来的。
You do not know it, and because no lie comes from the truth.
如果我们说谎话，
If we lie,
就不是在真理里面。
Then we are not in truth.
没有虚谎从真理出来的。
No lie comes from the truth.
我们若为了我们自己的目的来说，不是出于神的。
If we have our own goal and said that this is not from the Lord,
不是在真理里面。
Then we are not in the truth.
没有虚谎是从真理里面出来的。
No lie comes from the truth.
所以如果真正的在真理里面是没有谎言的。
So if we are truly in the truth, there is no lie.
那怎么进入真理呢？
So how do we enter into the truth?
主耶稣说他就是道路、真理和生命。
Jesus Lord himself saying that he is the way, he is the truth, the way and the life.
人若不借着他不能到父那里去。
Not through him, then we cannot go into the God.
所以真理的具体化在耶稣基督的身上。
So the truth is upon Jesus Christ.
那主呢，他是圣灵给我，真理的圣灵给我们，带我们进入一切的真理。
So Lord gave us the Holy Spirit so that we can enter into the realities of truth.
所以个人要学习。
And this is an individual lesson.
教会需要进入团体的学习。
And the church has to learn it collectively.
所以如果教会有的进入了，有的没有进入，就会产生意见上差异很大。
So if one church enters into the truth and the other has not, then there is different opinion.
所以在侍奉聚会里面有没有可能做错的决定？
So in a service meeting, is it possible that we will make the wrong decision?
有可能。
It's possible.
因为有的受圣灵引导，有的不一定受圣灵引导。
Because some were being guided by the Holy Spirit and some were not.
如果受圣灵引导，他也不坚持，然后不受圣灵引导，他很坚持，就会产生错的决定。
If the one who is being guided by the Holy Spirit, but he did not insist on the Holy Spirit's decision, and the other one who did not receive any Holy Spirit review, but he insisted on his own decision.
但是不是这样就不要学了？
So, but then we should not learn the lesson?
不是。
No.
虽然有一部分是顺从的圣灵，有一部分是没有顺从圣灵。
Although one side has obeyed the Holy Spirit and one side has not.
神，我们的主耶稣基督是教会的头。
God, Holy, Jesus Christ is the head of church.
他知道怎么样帮助我们这些还没有学会受圣灵引导的人逐渐的学会。
He knows how to guide the one who has not received Holy Spirit and gradually learn how to follow the Holy Spirit.
除非我们拒绝他，向他关闭。
Unless we close up ourselves to him.
如果我们不拒绝他，
If we do not reject him.
我今天还不懂。
Today I still don't understand.
我今天不熟练。
I'm not still familiar.
我今天不会。
I don't know.
我今天错误很多。
I make mistakes.
都没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
因为他要逐渐的把我们带到那个实际里面去。
Because he will gradually lead us into that truth.
所以这有个人的学习，有团体的学习。
So here is the individual lessons as well as the collective lessons.
所以教会弟兄姊妹在一起配搭侍奉。
So when brothers and sisters are working together in a church,
有一点很宝贵的，
there is this precious thing.
就是已经受圣灵引导的，他愿意等候还在学习当中的。
The one who is already receiving the guidance from Holy Spirit is willing to wait for the one who has not.
他不是喜欢做错的决定。
He did not like to make the wrong decision.
他是需要给神、给我们的主耶稣、给圣灵有足够的时间、空间，在愿意的人身上做成他要做成的。
But he is allowing Holy Spirit and God to work with enough time and space on those who is willing to learn.
所以我们盼望主使我们每一个人都能进入那个丰富里面去。
So we hope that God will guide every one of us into this abundance.
所以顺从圣灵的不应该失望。
So obeying the Holy Spirit should not be disappointed.
还没有学好的也不应该失望。
The one who is still learning should not be disappointed as well.
因为主把这群弟兄姊妹摆在一起，主就是要成全这个团体的见证。
Because Lord put this all individuals together as a group to testify for Him.
但是我们不可以用谎话、用谎言来抵挡真理。
But we cannot use lie to go against truth.
我们需要谦卑在主的面前。
We have to humble ourselves in front of the Lord.
不求自己的意思。
Not to ask for our own will,
只求那差他来者的意思。
But only ask for the one who sent him.
如果我们都有这个态度，
So if all of us have this attitude,
虽然意见还有很多差异，
even though there is different opinion,
但是我们一同谦卑在主面前等候寻求。
But when we are all willing to humble together and wait before the Lord,
神要把我这个跟不上的能够逐渐带到可以跟上。
Lord is going to help the one who is still behind.
甚至有时候神把我这抵挡的能够调转过来赞美主，能够跟随主。
God may even turn around the person who is against the Lord and turn him around to be a testimony.
这是宝贵的功课。
This is a precious lesson.
这是生命的功课。
This is a lesson of life.
神让我们在同一个时间同一个时段在一起，就是一起来进入生命的经历。
Lord, allow us to be at the same time in the same place to testify for Him.
一起让圣灵在我们身上做深入、透彻、完全的工作。
So that the Holy Spirit can work completely and thoroughly in us.
这是主的怜悯。
This is a mercy from the Lord.
如果我们不是因为主，我们彼此是没有关系的。
If it's not because of the Lord, we are not related.
但就是因为主，主又把我们召聚在一起。让他生命的工作借着圣灵来成全一切。
But because of the Lord, Lord called us together so that we can allow Holy Spirit to work in us.
那在我们身上有没有责任啊？
And is there any responsibility on us?
都是圣灵做，我们有没有责任？
We let the Holy Spirit to work all alone, so we don't have any responsibility.
提摩太后书二章二十五节。
The Second Timothy.
如果我们是一个不顺服圣灵的人。不顺服主的人，
if we are not a obeying person,
我们需要悔改才能够进入明白真理。
Then we should repent in order to understand the truth.
没有一个基督徒他到一个地步说他不用悔改了。
There is no Christian to a point saying that he doesn't need to repent anymore.
总是叫别人悔改他自己不用悔改。
He keep calling people to repent and he doesn't need to repent.
总是让别人悔改自己不悔改，恐怕我们就是那一个抵挡主的人。
If we keep calling people to repent and we don't need to repent, then we may be the enemy of the God.
我们就是那一个不能进入真理的人。
Then we are the person who cannot enter into the truth.
我们都要悔改。
All of us has to repent.
即使是我们，我不是那个制造错误的人。
Even if I am not the one who sinned.
但是站在主的心意里面，我们要为了主的旨意。为了我们的光景，为了教会跟不上主，悔改在主面前。
But because of God's will and because of the church and because of the group, we have to repent.
不悔改，悔改就是什么？我的想法原来是往那方面去的，但是我悔改呢，我现在愿意接受神，我往这个方向去，完全180度调转。
What is repent? Repent means my original will is going to the right. But after repent, I'm turning 180 degrees to the left.
就是我愿意放下我自己的想法，接受神的带领。
That is to willing to put down your own opinion and then follow the God.
所以这是宝贵的。
This is precious.
神要在我们这样的机会里面成全我们。
God will fulfill us in such opportunity.
我想时间的缘故，我就必须停了。
And because of time, I'm going to stop here.
啊，下次如果有机会，主再把我们再带进入下一个阶段的交通。
I'm going to have the next fellowship next time.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你自己的手中。
Lord, we put all this word in your hand.
求你用宝血遮盖。
Please cover us with your precious blood.
求你圣灵为我们做过滤的工作。
May Holy Spirit filter for us.
也是给我们回头的亮光。
And give us all this light.
好叫我们真是能够为你的真理做见证。
So that we can testify for your truth.
叫我们真正能够显明我们在地上的侍奉是你所差遣的。
So that we can show that our service on the earth is from your calling.
叫教会能够显出真理的见证出来。
So that church can reveal the truth.
无依无靠的交托你自己的工作。
And depend everything on you.
谢谢你。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.